Or you may wish to call the office in the morning.
Is any of the old business going to come back up tonight since Mr. Hudson was able to arrive? I have one in particular I was very curious.
We're going to do all the... We're
no, the old business.
The old business.
No.
It's not going to happen this week?
No, won't happen tonight.
Okay.
All done.
All right, thanks.
Yep, no problem. Okay, our next public hearing is change of zone number 1864, Scott and Monica Schubert.
Thank you. This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a C3 heavy commercial district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Little Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 9.9 acres, more or less. The property is lying on the northwest corner of Iron Hill Road and Old Stage Road. The 911 address is 11133 Iron Hill Road, Delmar. The tax parcel is District 532, Map 14, Parcel 6.05. Staff would submit into the record a staff analysis, comments from the Sussex Conservation District, comments from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, a survey, and that's all I have. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Good evening. My name is Scott Schubert. I reside in Salisbury, Maryland. I'm here this evening to try to convert the conditional use to a actual commercial. The main reason I want to do that is just have the availability to rent out the buildings that are on site now. We used to run a garden center and landscaping out of it. We have moved the landscaping company over to Eastern Sussex due to the relative closeness of the business that we do is all on this side. All I can do on this property right now is a produce stand and a garden center. I've tried that and it just didn't seem to be feasible. As you can see on the map, we do have a commercial property directly across from us on Old Stage Road. I have talked to some of my neighbors and I've listened to some of their concerns, and what I have done, if I may come up, I have started to install a buffer right along here that actually stops right where that little black dot is, and I've also started to install a buffer here leaving this access road. I have talked to my neighbor, and main reason was this used to be my primary residence, and what I found was delivery trucks would destroy my yard trying to turn around. So we put that road in and actually ended up using that. I'm trying to be as neighborly as I possibly can, and I've actually taken the buffer, instead of it being 15 feet directly onto the property, it's 25 feet on the Krebs land, and then on the backside of the pole barn, it's about 25 to 30 feet. The property did...
If you can talk it there, and you can use the, pick a color at the top and use the pen and you can draw on the screen.
Okay, am I moving that mouse?
Yep.
Okay, this section right here, from this point over is the main, my main concern. That's where the infrastructure is, the septic system, the well, is all on this side of the land. From this section over to the adjacent property is now in pasture that we've baled. I'm very willing to exclude this section. It's about a 4 to 4.5 acre parcel. I know I don't have any plans to do anything with that. However, once zoning has been changed, if I sell it, I know it could affect my neighbors, and I don't want to do anything that would adversely affect anybody. So with that being said, you know, I'm open to any suggestions, any comments, God bless you, to, you know, how I can less impact any of my neighbors. I've also talked to my neighbors to the back, and there's a septic mound that's back there, which I cannot move that. So that kind of takes out that land. And then the tree line that is here also acts as a buffer, which I believe is still in reforestation. As you know, this land is fed by a private small septic and also a private small well. So doing a massive expansion on this just won't be feasible due to the septic load and also the well that we have on there right now. The biggest thing I want to do is just use the infrastructure that I've invested in on this property and allow it to, you know, further grow and also to help people establish a small business if it needs to be. Thank you.
Okay. All right, sir. Let's see if anybody has any questions for you. And let's see. We'll start with Ms. Wingate.
So the paved parking entrance that you have there now, that would then continue to be the primary access?
Yes, ma'am.
For the commercial site? And do you really have a plan of what might go in there at this point, or?
Mainly offices. The front building up front here was our office with our landscaping company. And we do have a working viable restroom in there. So that's kind of what I would like to continue to have. Another pole building somewhere, possibly. The storage shed that's over there houses a small gym that I use and some friends of mine. And then the other side is mainly storage of our landscaping equipment that we can't store down at the beach. So really, we're talking storage here, possibly some outside storage if somebody wanted to be, and then also just basic office space for the existing office out front.
It would be like normal Monday through Friday operation?
Right now, the zoning, the conditional use that I have, I believe I can run on Saturdays. I don't see why anybody would need to be there unless they had to run into the office for something. It's not going to be, I would not foresee it being any type of retail just due to the proximity of town. It didn't work.
And then out of the courtesy for your neighbors, you wouldn't use that rear, that wouldn't be for the commercial use, the back entrance?
No, this back entrance is right through here. I can close that off very easily. I've purposely didn't plant one plant on this side and one plant on the other. The reason I was keeping it open right now was to mainly have people pulling through there to show action so it's not sitting idle. When I lived in this property, they would come in, drop off the package, then drive through. At least it shows some type of movement if there's nothing there. However, I have no problems putting another tree up and blocking that entrance totally, also on this side.
Okay. That's all I have right now. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Hopkins?
So that house that you talked about that you say used to live in?
Yes, sir.
Do you own it? Or
no, sir.
Okay, you sold that?
Yes, sir. And they are here this evening, sir.
Okay. Do you also own the land on the right side, straight up right there?
That is Mr. Crouch. I've discussed with him as right here is the septic.
Okay, so that's the border. The septic is on the border of your property.
Okay, correct,
that's
sir.
What I was trying to figure out.
Yes, sir. And then this property over here is owned by my father-in-law, Michael Corder.
And did you sell the pasture as well?
The pasture out front, this?
Yeah.
Yeah, so if this line was to draw straight,
okay,
this whole area right over here is now owned by the Mr. and Mrs. Krebs. And then from that yellow line over is Monica's and I's.
Yep. Okay. Thank you. That's all I have.
Okay. Judson?
No questions, thanks.
Ms. Stevenson?
Nope, no questions. Thank you.
Staff, anything?
No questions, thank you.
Okay.
None, thank you.
I have just one, just to follow up. So you were saying if you wanted county council or us to consider pulling out part of it, it was sort of that, if you could show the corner you were talking about.
Yeah, so starting from this corner and coming over to approximately where that cursor is.
Okay.
Coming down, that can be subdivided off. I have the footage to do that, and that would leave about a 4-acre parcel as a buffer.
Is it pretty much everything behind the one-story building that's right there with the red roof? Is that?
Yeah, so it runs, it's kind of like right down that line. This okay. All on this side would be commercial. This 4-acre parcel right here, which is a pasture right now.
Okay, thanks.
Yes, sir.
Okay, anything else? Anyone else? All right, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Take a seat nearby. We'll see if there's anyone with an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of change of zone number 1864, Scott and Monica Schubert? In favor?
I hope so.
You need to come up, give us your name.
Good evening, and thank you for hearing me. My name is Bob Krebs. I own the property adjacent to the property in question immediately to the west.
Okay.
And so my property is pretty much
yeah,
right
okay.
there.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And We bought it from the Schuberts in April. I moved here from the Midwest. I retired after 35 years and decided to move to Delaware, Sussex County, for our retirement. Scott and Monica have been more than just good neighbors. They've actually become our friends. And I have no doubt that the Schuberts would not do anything on this property that would adversely affect our property values. However, once the zoning is changed, and then it changes hands again and again and again, it could be a concern. And my main concern is with the area on his property to the west, where he described as the pasture that he said could be excluded. That's my concern, because our driveway right there is only about 20 feet from the property line, and with the county setback of 15 feet, a heavy commercial operation potentially could be just 35 feet from our driveway. That's what my concern is. So as long as there's a sufficient buffer, or if the commercial operation is confined to the area where the buildings is, I would have no objection whatsoever.
Okay. All right, sir.
Thank you.
Okay, is there anyone who would like to speak in opposition? Okay. Anyone on the commission have any questions?
How would we do that?
Huh?
To take out that part.
Well, that's what he conceded.
No, I understand that, but I mean, if we were going to make a motion, we would have to, what?
Yeah, thinking how you might act on this, I'd come up with some language that you recommend that county council delete the 200 feet of the western side of the property from the C3 zoning district.
Okay.
Because we looked at, we sort of scaled it off, and if you come 200 feet off that line, that puts it maybe 50, 75 feet behind that building.
The 200 feet would put it 30. According to this, because it's 230, doesn't it say 230?
Yeah, it does. So right, there's 30. Yeah, it's 30, but yeah, so that gives them some space to get in out of the building, but it's takes care of that.
Okay, so they wouldn't have to do a re.
No, I don't think so. Yeah.
Or anything
yeah.
like that. Okay, that was my only concern. All right, that's it.
Yeah,
thank you.
All right then.
Well, there being no further questions, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us the rest of the evening, see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. All right, then.